In the name of the one who was and is to come. Amen. So I want to tell you about my kids. I admire my daughter. She is passionate and she is determined. I admire my son for his heart and his mad skills. I admire my son for his smile and his brilliance. And I'm sure you've heard this a thousand times, but of course, I don't have a favorite, right? I don't pick sides for my kids. I love each of them in their own way, and my life is so much better for each of them who've been part of this tapestry that I call my family. I don't dare pick a side because, as I see it, my family is like a love laboratory. They keep revealing new things to me about who God is through their lives lived in relationship with me. They help tell me a lot about my character and about God's character. And so on this Independence Celebration weekend, I want to say to you that God's fundamental character is love. And out of that love, God does not pick sides. So, my fellow Americans, I say with somewhat trepidation that God is not on our side. God is not on our side. God's love is far bigger than any sandbox that includes the United States or any other country in this world. Scripture does say that God works for the good of those who love God. And Scripture specifically says God loves the nations with an S. Truly, the United States, we are crazy blessed. We have been blessed for a very long time, and we continue to be blessed. And all the aspirations about being a light on the hill can be ours if we turn to God and God's character of love and God's character of commitment to us. In the Bible, God didn't really pick sides either, even though it seems like God did. God did not love Israel more than any other nation. Now, if you read through the scripture for about two chapters, you might think that I'm completely crazy to say that. But I'm here to tell you that God did not love Israel more than any other nation. God chose, however, to make a promise and a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that through that promise, through that relationship, the world would be blessed through them. God did not make this promise to Israel because he thought Egyptians, Assyrians, or anybody else were particularly bad people. He chose Israel probably because they were one of the worst. Right? Israel was an unruly and cantankerous mess of people. They didn't listen to God time and time again. And I can't exactly figure out why God picked Israel for his covenant promises, but maybe, just maybe, he chose it because he figured that if it would work with Israel, it could probably work with anybody. And so out of that promise that we are here today to celebrate our independence in God, and a continuation of the promise that happened so many millennia ago. And as we celebrate Independence Day, I remember with you that the United States is blessed beyond compare. And this blessing is about God and not something about us. God chose to bless us. And we are, my friends, an unruly and cantankerous mess of people. Time and time again, we have failed to live into the promises that God has made to us. And if we want to have a renewal of our blessings, we will turn to God for the continuation of that promise. God is not on our side. Isaiah 19 always pulls me up a little bit short, and it's what I thought of where I started for this sermon. I want to read it to you. It's Isaiah 19, verses 23 to 25. The Assyrians will go to Egypt, and the Egyptians to Assyria. The Egyptians and the Assyrians will worship together. In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance. My goal in this sermon is to offer you a biblically humble vision about what it means to be patriotic, what it means to be a people of God who happen to live on this beautiful country and in this beautiful country. As I pray over Isaiah 19, for me, what I heard God say was, "Blessed be Syria, my people, America, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance." And the scriptures today have a wonderful framework for how to understand what it means to be a free people. A vision of freedom is patriotic. I see patriotism embodied in service. So if you want to be a God-loving American patriot, serve God's people. It is God's promises put into action when we serve other people. Helping others to be free, I think, is the sweet spot of American values. What I think is frankly un-American is a relentless question that seems to hang in the air today that takes many forms, but basically is, what have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately? What do I owe you? Why should I care? And I think that is truly un-American. I love the freedoms we have, and I take seriously that we have a duty to service, a duty, whenever possible, to break down barriers of hatred and division. Now, that's not the window dressing of July 4th, right? July 4th is baseball and hot dogs and blowing up stuff and flags. And I love all that. In fact, I don't know if we're going to have enough stuff to blow up this go-around, but if I could, I would blow up 100 watermelons with M80s and anything else I could get my hands on. I love pyrotechnics just as much as the next person. But all that stuff is not the foundation. The foundation is a trust in God to renew this nation continually and to call us back to our senses. That's what it means to me to really celebrate Independence Day. Independence Day is also about grace. Deuteronomy says, "Our God has done great things for us, awesome things that our eyes have seen." It is grace that God still blesses us. He blesses us awesomely, even when we don't pay forward a debt of gratitude for the things that God has done for us. We have failed spectacularly to uphold the values of a God who is indivisible and who gives liberty and justice for all. We have failed spectacularly in every generation, including slavery, westward expansion, Jim Crow, Stonewall, ERA, Iraq, the Middle East, and incredibly pervasive violence that we live in today. And I could go on and bore you and probably find something to irritate you about, but you get the point. The Independence Day vision is also about liberty. The Gospel of Matthew proclaims liberty. Liberty is the freedom to love the lovely as well as the unlovable. Jesus says, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that we all may be children of our Father in heaven." But again, we shortchange this ability to practice liberty. And my apologies to Charleston, South Carolina, but "don't tread on me" is not a flag of biblical liberty. It's not a flag I'm willing to fly. We have been given in Christ the liberation to serve those who could care less about us. And if somebody treads on us while we do it, that's a biblical way of living. Remember 1 John 4? It says, "We love because God first loved us." We share our liberty with others even if they don't fully embrace how we live. Matthew says, "Freely you have received, freely give." Independence Day is about freedom. Going back to Deuteronomy, freedom is not about entitlement. Deuteronomy talks about a God who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing for them food and clothing. The Deuteronomy continues, "You shall also love the stranger for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. This vision, more pointedly, is for the freedom of the foreigners to come home. Because we are all foreigners, my friends. Hebrews says, if we confess that we are strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. Now, I want to be home, and I love the home that I have found here in the United States. But in Christ, I know that my true home is not the red, the white, or the blue. It is jasper, sapphire, and emerald. It is Jerusalem, the new and the heavenly Jerusalem. That's my home. That's our home. That's where we are built for. When I think about July 4th and the values we cherish, we have a fragile and rickety home that we live on, but it is not our permanent home. And if we want to continue to live in the blessings that God has given us, it requires an investment of our hearts and our minds to the well-being, not just of the United States, but of this whole world. What makes America great is that our God gives liberty and justice for all. Our God is bigger than our fears, bigger than our isolation, and bigger than our hatred. Our God is a God of liberty, and He gives us freedom, and that freedom cost Him His Son, Jesus. So, it's kind of heavy, but I want you to leave here knowing that when you go to blow up stuff and you have a hot dog, know that you were bought with a price, that Christ gave you freedom. He gave His whole life for you and for the sake of the whole world. So enjoy a flag, enjoy your family, and let the knowledge that Christ gave Himself as an offering and sacrifice to God for us, let that be the source of our freedom. Let that be the source of our independence. Our Jesus is a God who leads His people and all nations under God with liberty and justice for all. Amen.